silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting. They may be temporarily excluded for in discussion of in committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial, significant non-financial interests which they have in any items of business today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately for the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion and should not take part in that vote. You'll be then asked back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ceased. The proceeds of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except the council is considering any except members or matters. Members should remember that the microphones work in a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again. It is lit up red. You will lose your place in the queue. There are some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed by all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issue before any members who are joining remotely. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak, and we'll bring members in once all the members in the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded they're personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. I would just like to take the opportunity to wish everybody back after the Christmas and New Year break and ask, is there any apologies, please?
Yes, Chair, apology from Councillor Gibbons.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Members, to agree the action sheet from the last meeting. Sorry. Are there any declarations of interest there first?
Yes, just I'm not too sure on agenda item number and dealing with the Peace Plus theme 1.1, and that's about SUPB. Bit of a tongue twister that one, but I probably may have to leave the room because I sit on the SUPB at regional level.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Moving on, we'll go through the action sheet for accuracy there. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8. Are there any questions? Nope. Could I get a proposer and a seconder there, please?
Happy to propose, Chair.
Ms. Andrews. Seconded. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 4, which is the Belfast Region City Deal, and passing over to Van Mander there, please.
Thanks, Chair. The report in front of members today is for the Belfast Region City Deal Regional Innovation Hub to be located within the Civic Centre in Newry. The purpose of the report is to seek members' approval for the recommendations in Section 3 of the report. I'll take the report as read, but just maybe to summarise the progress to date, where the Council has conducted extensive research and work along with a number of consultancy teams in order to get us to an area where we have identified a clear need. That has allowed us to develop a concept note, which has been shared with the Digital Advisory Board within CityDeal, and we're awaiting their approval of that concept note. The next steps is to procure a consultant to develop an outline business case. That's a requirement of the CityDeal projects, and have that submitted in order to process and secure further funding for the Innovation Hub in the Newry City Civic Centre. So the recommendations are for members to approve the attached business case in Appendix 1, and members approve the outline, the procurement of the consultancy support for the development of an OBC for a regional innovation hub within Newry Civic and Regional Hub, and members approve the appointment of the consultancy support following Belfast Region City Deal Digital Advisory Board approval. So I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay. Councillor. Councillor Hart, please.
I'm happy to propose and go ahead with the officers' recommendations.
Thank you very much. And as Hacknuller, please. Thank you very much. Okay. Hold on there. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Councillor Hurdy, get the order, please.
Thanks, Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, can be.
Yep. Okay, thank you. Our party is very supportive of economic growth and other benefits that this hub is projected to bring. But our issues are very well documented. And we absolutely support the very real need for a place of work for staff, but not of this location size and cost. As you've just heard, the council conducted consultation and research, which demonstrated a clear need for a hub. And then that outworking was a concept note that was issued to Belfast Region City Deal. That research and consultation isn't with the paper for the likes of me, who doesn't sit on the NCCR to look at to see how we arrived here. I requested it because our NCC member couldn't find it in her files that she had. But really, I think it should be supported or should be presented with the paper. You mentioned students in the business case, and I understand there was a question asked in NCCR as to why this was still needed at this cost and size when SRC now have a new digital hub. So who does that leave in the users group, and was that SRC digital hub factored into consideration? And I'd also like a recorded vote on this as well, please.
Can I respond?
Yes, okay.
Can I respond to that? I think firstly around the SRC hub is a totally different concept, and it has been taken into consideration in the development of the concept note. I note that you made a request for the concept note today, and in response to that, I would suggest that to take this project forward, while the concept note has been considered by BRCD, that I would suggest and recommend that we have a members' workshop where we can discuss and go through the work that's been carried out to date in the project, and to have a review and make members aware of the work that's been done to date and what the facility will deliver for the district. So that's a proposal I would suggest to members, or sorry, a recommendation.
Councillor Truesdale.
Yeah, I would support that recommendation, although it is a bit like the horse bolted door situation where we really should have had these papers before this came to council. I feel anyway, so that I can look at the evidence, the research, the consultations, and then see the clear need. As you said, there's a clear need. But I'd still like a recorded vote on this item, please.
Okay. Thank you very much. The members will take a recorded vote on this, please. Sarah.
Okay, Councillor Andrews.
Well, it's been proposed. Yeah. There's been no. Well, as Councillor Truesdale is an agreement. Has she highlighted that? Yeah. Well, I get confirmation that she isn't. For clarity, Councillor Truesdale, can you confirm that you're opposed to the report and the recommendations within the report?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Councillor Andrews.
Voting for the officer's recommendations.
Can I, on a point of clarity?
Yes. Yep.
I thought Councillor Truesdale said that I said that she supported the regional hub and the detail in the report. But so are we just going against where it is, or just a wee bit of clarity on that, if that's okay?
Thank you. Councillor Truesdale?
Yeah, I can say it again, what I said at the beginning, that we're very supportive of economic growth and other benefits that the hub is projected to bring, but our issues are well documented. And we absolutely support the need for a new place of work, but not of this location, size and cost. Is that enough?
Okay, so just to confirm, you're against the formulation of the Here Hub?
We're against the formulation of this Here Hub as it currently stands.
Okay.
Within the bigger picture.
Okay, we'll take a recorded vote, please.
Councillor Andrews? You need to put your microphone.
Sorry. I against.
So just as on a point of clarity, the proposal was proposed to accept the officer's recommendation by Councillor Hart and seconded by Councillor Kearns. Councillor Truesdale has advised that she is not in support of that. Therefore, because we don't have full agreement, it has to go to a vote, and Councillor Truesdale has asked for a recorded vote. So you're voting for the officer's recommendation?
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll vote for the recommendation in the paper.
Okay. Councillor Clark?
Four.
Councillor Fahan?
Four.
Councillor Gabreth is online?
Four.
Councillor Gibbons is absent. Councillor Hanlon?
Four.
Councillor Hannah? Councillor Hart?
Four.
Councillor Kearns?
Four.
Councillor Lee Sojourner?
Abstain.
Councillor Lewis?
Four.
Councillor Selena Murphy?
Four.
Councillor Quinn?
Four.
Councillor Rowan?
Four.
And Councillor Truesdale?
Abstain.
So I have 12 for, none against, and 2 abstentions.
Okay. Hi, thank you. Moving on to item number 5. The financial assistance call, and that's Amanda, please.
So this paper is concerning call 2, financial assistance. The paper sets out proposals for the opening up of call 2, which is the capital themes that are outlined in section 2.1 in the report. I'm seeking approval that we proceed to open the financial assistance for call 2 capital in March and closing that in April.
Okay, thank you. I'm looking at proposer and seconder. Proposer and seconder, Councillor Andrews.
Yes, just a wee question. Will there be any workshops ahead of that process that are taking place, you know, for, say, potential applicants or individuals to, you know, get a bit more background into the financial assistance programmes? Yeah.
So there will be. We're currently doing workshops for to support the applications being made to the revenue call, and the same process will be applied for call to capital. So there will be a range of workshops.
Thanks very much, Amanda, and I'm happy to propose the recommendations in section 3 to go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Lee Sojourner, please.
Yes, happy to second. Definitely share Councillor Andrews' comments about workshops. I think for us in Rowallan, that we can encourage more community groups to come forth and understand the process and make this as easy as possible for all community groups throughout the district. Hopefully we'll get more applicants. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. If there's no further questions, members, and we're all in agreement, move on to item number 6, which is the Geo Park strategy, and I'm passing over to Amanda, please.
So this paper is associated with the Mooringullion Strangford Geo Park strategy 2029 to 2033, and that was the dates are 2025 to 2033, and that was, the strategy is attached at Appendix 1. This report sets out some of the detail associated with that strategy, and the proposal is to approve the draft strategy, and we move forward then to adopt that.
Okay, Mother, thank you. Members in need, a proposer and a seconder, please. Councillor Ian.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, I'd be really happy to propose this and just to thank officers for the work that they've done. I think this is a really, really exciting undertaking. And as I say, yes, very supportive, and the SDLP are very supportive of this as well. Cheers.
Okay, thank you. And any Councillor
Second Mark,
please. Yeah, thank you very much. Councillor Truesdale.
Yeah, sorry, I'd echo what Councillor Fionn said. It's great to read about things like the Peat Plus project and the Atlantic Culturescape project and the dune erosion in Trella, all very worthwhile projects. It was very interesting to read through them. But could I just ask a couple of questions because of I just don't know the answer. How many people are directly employed by the council for the geopark work? And on page 18 of the strategy, it uses the word enforcement, then says rangering mechanisms. What does rangering mechanisms mean? And throughout that strategy, which was very well put together, I couldn't see the use of QR stops for information, you know, for people to stop at posts and boards and things and get information downloaded to their phone about where they're standing and the history, etc. Are they utilised at all? Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Amanda.
Councillor, we have R&D and Geopark team that takes for the duties and activities and programmes that are associated with the Geopark. There is a team of four full-time or permanent staff members. And that has also been supplemented then with other posts that are currently being recruited that are funded through the NIEA programme. The NIEA does fund rangers, so I wouldn't really be enforcement. It would be through rangers, so it would be through guidance.
Maybe just to finish on the QR, that's an issue that's been looked at across all of our locations and our tourism facilities and our forest parks, and it's something that has a requirement for connectivity to allow people to have connections before they can load from a QR code. So we're looking at that going forward in respect of interpretation right across the district. So it's something that's in train.
Thank you. Councillor Treese.
Thank you. That's good to hear. So just going back on the rangering is the responsibility of NIEA then, not council. Is that correct?
Hi, Councillor Truesdale. Under the current programme that we have in place with funded through NIEA, they have funded a rangers programme. So we would have volunteers going out doing ranger duties.
So they're just volunteer youth rangers?
Yes.
So are there any proper funded adult rangers?
Yeah, there would be some. I know in the past years there had been some funding delivered through Mourne Heritage Trust for rangers that both council and NIEA had supported. So there has been rangers provided in that manner.
And are there plans to do that again with Mourne Heritage Trust or...?
I do believe that there are discussions between Mourne Heritage Trust and NIEA in respect to ranger services, but that would be a matter for them. I wouldn't want to be speaking on behalf of either.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. If there's no further questions and everyone's in agreement, we'll move on to item number 7, which is the Labour Market Partnership Additional Funding. And that's Amanda as well, please.
So this paper sets out that we have received additional funding to deliver a Level 3 diploma for children's childcare. The funding is coming through the Department for Communities into the Labour Market Partnership. This paper is setting out detail of that and seeking approval that we accept the additional funding and that in order to deliver this within the timescales, we would establish an SLA with CERC, who are the identified external delivery agent for this programme and have confirmed that they can deliver it within the timescales. So it's seeking approval to accept the funding and to establish an SLA with CERC in order to deliver the programme.
Okay, thank you. Second imposer and seconder, any comments that you may have? Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. I've always been a firm supporter of the Council's involvement with the Labour Market Partnership, and I welcome this paper and what it's going to do. So I'm only too happy to propose that we accept the recommendations as been outlined to the committee this evening. So happy to propose, Chair.
Thank you. And Councillor Hallman.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I'd be happy to second the proposal this evening and to support the paper. It's obviously well documented at the minute, the challenges in the child care sector. So I know that Sinn Féin had taken a motion there a couple of months ago. So it's good to see the Labour Market Partnership are able to develop this programme to fund anybody in the childcare sector being able to increase their level of knowledge and to develop into the learning and development. So very pleased to see this and happy to support.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Truesdale, please.
Thank you. Is it a question? Was the choice of childcare, is it made by the Department of Economy or the council or SERC, who decides that childcare is going to be the one that's going to be targeted?
So, Councillor Truesdale, the Labour Market Partnership is made up of a range of partners from business, colleges, and the community and voluntary sector. They have developed an action plan last year. Childcare was identified as a key theme in that, with actions around the delivery of programmes like this. That action plan then was approved by through a scrutiny body, which is made up of both the Department of Communities and Department of Economy, both sit on that. So it was approved through an action plan and approved through council as well. So it was identified as an action in that, and subsequently funding has been able to be secured in order to deliver it.
Okay.
Thank you. Councillor Truesdale, yeah. Please.
Sorry, yes. What, who?
Yes, Hugh, yep. Councillor Truesdale, please.
Oh, sorry, I missed what you were saying. Yeah, okay, well, we can wrap this up as upskilling, but we all know that childcare workers are mostly women and girls who are notoriously underpaid, undervalued and underworked. But we all also know that the whole childcare system needs an overhaul from public to private, especially private, where workers need to be valued properly in the industry before we can really have a valued child health care system. It's just really disappointing to see childcare yet again trundled out when, believe it or not, women are capable of lots of different things. So it seems to have come from the industry more than the people who will actually have to do this 20 plus hours a week work plus a level 3 on top of that, which, having taught level 3, is incredibly hard. It's really difficult. So it's just disappointing to see childcare coming out again without looking at the bigger picture. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. Are we all in a agreement there, members? Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number 8, which is Teach Plus. Amanda is taking that as well, please.
So this report has a number of recommendations. So this associated with the Peace Plus Partnership. So there's to approve the minutes that are attached. That'll be the minutes of the Peace Plus Partnership that's set on the 24th of October 2024. Part of the, while we're still waiting a letter of offer from SUPB in order to implement the Peace Plus programme, they have issued further recommendations around the establishment of a project partnership. So we are seeking approval that we would go ahead and establish that project partnership that will form part of the governance structure in delivery of the Peace Plus programme. And then it is seeking approval for two business cases that are attached to support delivery of two strands that have been identified in the action plan, which is strand 1.1, transforming and reimaging project, and strand 1.4, which is community navigation programme. Business cases are attached under the agenda, so it's seeking approval for those three recommendations.
Okay, thank you. Could I have a proposer and a seconder and any comments that you may have? Thank you. As proposed by Councillor Hamlin. And seconded by Councillor Quinn. Thank you very much. Okay, if there's no further questions or any comments, we'll go. Can I get a proposer and seconder to move into closed session? Session, thank you. So the following items will be taken in closed session. That items 9 and 10 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. And information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. Can I get a proposal and a seconder, please, to go into closed? Yep, we've got that. No problem at all. Committee, the following items were agreed. Item 9, financial assistance basic eligibility. On the proposal of Councillor Rialm, seconded by Councillor Curtin, was agreed to approve the recommendations in the officer's report. Item 10, the Ulster MFLA. On the proposal of Councillor Rialm, seconded by Councillor Lee Sarger, it was agreed to support the organisation noted in the officer's report through an SLA agreement for the hosting of the Ulster FLA in Warren Point in 2025, as outlined in the officer's report. Okay, moving on to the last few items, the last item is for noting. Are we all happy enough that it's second? That's noted. Can I get
happy to propose, Chair, and welcome that opportunity to host that conference. I think it's a good showcase of the district.
And as Hagen on their place as well. Do you not note that? Councillor Rialm. Okay, members, thank you all for coming and I wish you all a safe journey home.
Thank you.